Getting a good night's sleep can be much easier said than done, but don't worry, because our good friends at CBDMD have exactly what you need to help you unwind and sleep harder than all-star voters slept on Bam Adebayo. Sleep PM bath salts fuse superior CBD and melatonin with a mixture of Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts to turn any bathtub into a luxury spa experience and give you the relaxation you desperately deserve. And to make it even easier to relax, regroup, and recharge, they're offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Heat Nation. I'm David Ramil, credentialed reporter and the host of Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Please make sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already, wherever you listen to podcasts to get the latest episodes. Today was supposed to be a very different episode. It was supposed to be mid-season grades or mid-season awards, something about the mid-season. Unfortunately, there's a dark cloud hanging over the Heat franchise today with what we know so far about Myers Leonard. If you haven't seen it, which I sincerely doubt you haven't, what we know so far is that Myers Leonard was on a Twitch stream playing Call of Duty. It's his favorite game. He's talked about it when he was on this podcast a few months ago. He mentioned how much he's obsessed with it, and I think it's no secret that he's a big Call of Duty fan. While he was on the call playing the game, he wound up using a racist term against Jews. I don't want to repeat the slur. I think somebody tweeted it out. You can probably find it via Twitter, Instagram. I'm sure it'll probably be in a lot of different places. I know several news outlets have already picked it up, but I don't feel like sharing it because what's the point? What we see in the video, again, if you haven't seen it, I'll just share about it briefly. It shows him out of context using a slur, then kind of acknowledging it because it is, from what I've gathered today, not something as widely known. It is somewhat archaic. It's reprehensible regardless, but it's also somewhat old-timey. And so I've seen a lot of younger people, maybe not representing the people who are listening to this show, but at least on Heat Twitter, not exactly understanding what that term was, having to actually look it up, and not necessarily defending any kind of racist sentimentalities, but at least saying, well, maybe he didn't know what the word was, but I didn't infer that way. I looked at it, and again, I saw it this way. It looks like he's trying to explain it after he uses it. He pauses before using the term, uses it. The person on the other line, or at least one of the people on the other line, chuckles. And then Myers kind of takes a step back to say, yeah, you see, I use this old-time word because I know things. I know what this word means, and I used it. I had to go deep into a bag of racial epithets in order to whip this one out. And then as he's trying to, or thinking about trying to explain it, I think he has a brief moment of clarity where he says, what the hell am I doing? Why am I explaining that I am a better racist than you by knowing a word that hasn't been used frequently in 20, 30 years? At least. Subsequent video shows him taking a call from someone and then looking downcast, confused, perplexed, as he hears what the other person on the other line is saying, whether it's Heat PR, Pat Riley, Ellie Leonard, any of the above, all of them on a conference call saying, what the hell are you doing? Then he puts the phone down, takes the headphones off, and says, gotta go. And he leaves the game. So far, what we know again so far is that the Heat and the NBA are looking at the situation. And that's it. This is where we are right now. The Heat, the league at large, looking into Myers' use of a racist slur. I don't know what happens next. From a Heat perspective, look, Myers is already out for the season. He's injured this year. He signed a two-year deal during the offseason. The second year is a team option, which was probably not going to get picked up anyway. It would have made him effectively a free agent to sign anywhere. He just bought a home. We've heard also reports that a sponsorship that was given to Myers for his Twitch personality account, whatever he does on Twitch, where he plays his video games, has already been rescinded. They are canceling their sponsorship of Myers Leonard. I don't know how it's going to impact Level Foods, the protein bar company that he co-owns and runs with his wife Ellie. It's as far as the Heat are concerned, I don't know what they can do. I want to get into it a little bit more in detail in the next segment, but their hands are tied, I think, until the league kind of again reviews it. Context Myers, this is pretty standard stuff. They'll reach out to him, they'll be like, what the hell? And then he'll offer some kind of ham-fisted apology, stammering through his words. But this isn't the first time that Myers has bumped into this kind of issue, where he stood during the national anthem in the Orlando bubble when there were so many people taking a knee, specifically because of social justice movements for the Black Lives Matter movement in particular. And he said he didn't because of what this country represents and because of the flag and because of the military and all these other reasons. I can get into that. I've already talked about it, I think, on previous episodes, especially during the Orlando bubble. And I've already been criticized by a lot of you for my political views or just what I perceive as, well, this is who I am as a person. Be a good person. Don't be a dick kind of thing. Unfortunately, Myers doesn't follow that rule. And that's unfortunate. And I'm not sure what happens next to him. But this is, again, where we are right now. I'm recording this mid-afternoon on a Tuesday. No repercussions have been handed down just yet. The team will have to take into consideration what Myers explains, how he explains it, how earnestly he explains it, and then move on from there. And then I will wrap up this episode by giving you my own private thoughts. So I'm going to share it. You get two segments worth of factual information and maybe even some guesswork regarding what the team and league can do in the next segment. And then lastly, I'll wrap it up with, well, my take on the whole situation, because it's important. I have to be honest. I reached out to David Locke, the president of the company, and I asked him how he felt about it, how I should move forward. He said, look, be honest. That's all you can be. Present what you know, which is what I've done so far, and continue and be honest and go into it as much as you like. And I have never shied away from talking about issues like this because as a society, as a human being, who am I to overlook when somebody does something stupid and not point it out, especially if it's insulting or offensive to somebody else? I'm not Jewish. I don't know this for certain. I don't know if I would be offended if I was, but I think a lot of people who are Jewish are pretty offended by it. And unfortunately, they also seem desensitized to, which is probably the worst thing of all. So I'll talk about what happens next with Myers and the team in the next segment here in the Number One Miami Heat podcast for the latest news, rumors, and analysis. Today's episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all form of erectile dysfunction and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. So the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. It's safe and easy. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. And if you don't like swallowing pills, there's no problem. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Cover everything you need to know about the Heat, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. So what happens next? I've seen a lot of people already offer their opinion about it, and that's all it is, really, opinion. So I will give you what I think is going to happen, but also what realistic can happen. They can look into, this is the Heat organization, can look into trading Myers Leonard. If they do look to trade him, then somebody would be willing to take on what's left of his $10 million salary for this season and retain their team option for next year, basically effectively freeing up $10 million from their books next season. And also be willing to accept somebody who used a racial epithet. So I don't think a trade's going to happen. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, well, at least Myers is out of Miami. I don't think that's the case either. I think he's here for the long haul this season. And there's also a trade exception that they use, a medical trade exception that they were able to get as a result of his being injured for the whole season. So that's some money that they were going to use potentially for a trade of Nemanja Bjelica or something along those lines. I don't think they would lose that if they do cut him. Obviously, if they trade him, they wouldn't have that exception either. But as far as I know, they're not looking to do any of those things. I don't think there's any takers for Myers Leonard's contract. So I've seen other people say, well, won't the team at least fine him? Maybe. I can't see them doing that either. And I'm not saying that I think they should or shouldn't, but you're getting into really sketchy territory when you start fining a player for what they do off the court or off the field. Especially if it's not, well, let's say it's egregious, it's also a word, and it's not like Myers Leonard committed a legal infraction. He didn't put anybody in a hospital. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't commit assault. Verbal assault, I don't think necessarily qualifies here. I'm no lawyer. I don't even play one on TV. So I don't think that they can start being judicious over what a player says off the court. I'm sure there have been lots of players that have used terms like this across all spectrums. And I'm sure there have been plenty of racist players throughout NBA history. It's unfortunate. I think there have been too many racist people in American history. But certainly the NBA hasn't been immune to that, despite the fact that it's a predominantly black population. There aren't a lot of Jewish players in the league. I don't, off the top of my head, I can't really think of any. Perhaps I'm not thinking clearly. I'm not sure really at this point whether or not there are, I don't know. Maybe of a Jewish background. It doesn't matter. That's not the point here. The point is that Myers used it, but I can't see how the league starts cracking down on this kinds of thing and saying, yeah, well, you know, you kind of messed up, so we're going to have to take $50,000, $100,000. What's the right amount to say you were a racist for 15 seconds? I don't know if they can feel comfortable making those kind of judgments like this. I've heard or seen people say, well, the Arisons are Jewish. And that's right. A lot of people don't take that into consideration, but there is a deep connection there. And obviously, it's something that they have Jewish heritage nights at the American Airlines Arena. They're well in touch with that aspect of themselves. And I think they want to understand that part of Heat fandom as well. They want to recognize the Jewish community in South Florida, which is very prominent in its own. So maybe there'll be extra pressure on Mickey Arison and Nick Arison as Jews to say, well, we've got to criticize what Myers did. What he said was not correct. But they're also the team that has known him for a year and a half now and gave him $20 million in effect when they signed him this past offseason. I just don't see how they're going to go, wait a minute. You were a racist this whole time? I didn't see that. Like, they knew he stood there. They knew he stood for the anthem. And maybe that's not equating him to being a racist so much as it is being a nationalist that, well, supports semi-racist behaviors. But that's not too far from the overall conversation that we're having right now. Supporting the United States at a point in time when the United States at large, or at least somewhat, seems to represent racist policies and racist police behaviors, and supporting them is basically saying, I don't support racism, but I'm kind of okay with it so long as it's part of this country's behavior. That's not cool. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. I didn't think Myers was this kind of person because, again, he just comes across as being very outspoken, gregarious, loud, but he's got a big personality that fit well in that locker room. I mean, I don't think the team throws $20 million at him unless Jimmy Butler likes having him around, unless Goron likes having him around, Bam, etc. Like, as much as everybody wants to criticize what Myers does or can't do on the court, I don't think his personality in the locker room was ever a problem. Moreover, I don't think what he said is going to be a problem in that locker room either. It's not like he said the N-word. Maybe it should be, and I'll talk about that in the next segment, but I don't think it's going to cause as much of a ripple effect around the Heat locker room as it should. So there we have it. As far as what the team can do, they can waive him outright. It'll cost him his salary this season, the rest of his salary this season. Maybe it's something they weren't planning on using anyway, but I don't think the league is going to grant them a special exemption for, you know, racist policies or anything like that. It's not a medical issue. They've already gotten that exception. They already used that and got the $4.7 million for what effectively half of Myers' annual salary this year. So I don't think it's going to be a situation where they can trade him either. Can the league find him? That seems very rare. Unless, again, it's something really, really, really egregious. And keep in mind, again, a topic I've mentioned many times, this is a league that has many people who have been charged with, if maybe even convicted on some occasions, of domestic violence, and they somewhat tend to ignore those kinds of things. And I'm not going to play rank, you know, what's worse, but at the same time, if they've already been willing to overlook a man who beats his girlfriend or wife or hurts somebody who's pregnant with their child and gives them a 10, 15-year career after they throw them downstairs, then I don't think that it's going to be a finable offense for Myers to have done what he did. I don't know. I'm kind of reacting to all this as it's happening, and so maybe I'm not giving you exactly what you're looking for, but I don't know that we have any kind of room for conclusion here. Like, it just feels so empty. He exposed himself, he did something really stupid, and I think the league is somewhat handicapped in what they can do next. But that doesn't mean I have to be. I've got an opinion, and I'll share it with you next here on Locked On Heat. I've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate in all their bars. But now's the time to find out which Built Bar is best. It's Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup's a great one. Really, really, really difficult. Two matchups, actually, on the horizon. Banana Nut Bread versus Toffee Almond. And then in the second matchup, Orange versus Peanut Butter. I know where I'm leaning. I know some of you probably have a different perspective. I'm not big on mixing citric flavors with chocolate. I don't like mint and chocolate. I don't like orange and chocolate. So this is an easy one for me. I'm leaning peanut butter all the way. And Toffee Almond, as much as I love toffee, as much as I love this flavor of Built Bar, you got to go with Banana Nut Bread. I think it might be the very best one. But decide for yourself. There's so many different ones to choose from. You can build a box and vote. It's great to go in there and vote. Go to BuiltBar.com. Or go to Twitter and use @built_bar. And remember, use the promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That's LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar of them all. March Madness is a few months away. No, it's not. It's a few days away, weeks away. But the future of the NBA is on display right now. Get a head start on next year's draft analysis by subscribing to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast. Draft guru Chad Ford has his first Big Board of the Year out with profiles of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Evan Mobley, and more. Subscribe to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast wherever you get podcasts. So here's the time for everybody to go ahead and shut it off if you don't want to hear what I have to say about it. But I'm going to curse. I'm going to probably say some terrible things about Myers-Leonard. And I'm also going to criticize the league and society at large. So here's your chance. If you don't want to hear it, skip out. Thank you for listening to the first two segments. Go to BuiltBar.com, buy yourself some Built Bars. And thanks for always supporting the show. I'll hope to get back to a regular type of programming at some point this week. But who knows what the repercussions of Myers' stupidity is going to be. Look. And that's where I'll start off with. Again, I tweeted about Myers before. I've talked to Myers many times. The first day he was there for his first media session in Miami at the American Airlines Arena on media day, I talked to him for 10, 15 minutes. As he's going, making the rounds, going everywhere. And he was a big personality, like a wrestler almost, right? Big booming voice, lamb chop sideburns, over the top in almost every way. And I said, oh, man, Heat fandom is going to love this guy because he tries hard, because he believes, because he's an effort guy, because he's white. That's a big part of it, too. Let's be honest. He tries really hard. White guys who give effort are gritty. Black guys who give effort are everywhere, and they don't get the kind of credit they probably deserve for that. But that's a whole conversation. And with Myers, still, it was something that I could recognize that he has that kind of enthusiasm that's easily contagious, which is why he's a good locker room presence and was in Portland and is now. But what he said was downright stupid. I know a lot of people are saying, well, what's going to happen, you know, with Myers when Donald Sterling was forced to sell his team? And, you know, what happens when, you know, somebody uses the N-word, they're going to get fined, etc. Well, there's an unfortunate aspect of black culture, which I am not equipped to speak about, where the use of the term, as has been joked about many times, use the A, never the R. Shout out to Richard Jefferson for pointing that out during an ESPN broadcast. It's a word that probably should be eliminated all the way. That kind of slight nuance of like, well, it's meaning with the A that it's friendly as opposed to with the ER, it's not. That's too much nuance for my taste. Let's just not say it all. That's my take. And I understand, again, that it's ingrained in culture, but to go back into why it's ingrained is probably a lot deeper of a conversation than many people, whether black, white, or anything, would want to take into consideration. I'm all for just not saying it. And similarly, you can include what Myers said as well. That he knows the term bully for him. It's definitely something he shouldn't have used. Like, he went into a deep bag of tricks there to say, ah, whoever he's talking to might be Jewish. And decided to go, well, let me just break out something that hasn't been used regularly since, you know, people were driving the Ford Pinto. I mean, we're talking about in the 50s, just a few years away from millions of Jews being killed, slaughtered. And that's something that we tend to forget. Like, there's an undercurrent in society where we've kind of just neglected how important it is to understand the horrors that have been foisted upon people of Jewish descent. Like the millions of people that have been killed as a result of just what? Having a difference of religion? And you just kind of forget about it. And then there's a part of like NBA players. Steven Jackson recently said something like this about the Rothschilds running the world and, you know, the Jews are trying to undercut society to some extent. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here and probably butchering exactly what he said. But either way, take it from me. It was racist. It was anti-Semitic. What Myers said isn't forgivable at this point. Like, I know he's going to apologize. He's going to hem and haw and say he didn't mean it. It was the moment. You know, he was saying it jokingly with somebody that he considers a friend, and the friend is probably going to come out and say, yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. But I don't think it excuses that behavior. That the league and the Heat are going to be handcuffed as far as what they can do, I understand that policy too, because it does set a very strange precedent. And I've already seen a lot of people talk about this. It's like, if you can cut Myers, who is basically an afterthought in terms of NBA circles, what happens when LeBron says something? And LeBron has made some comments. I can't recall exactly what it was. Maybe I should have looked into it more. But I know there were some feelings that he has made somewhat anti-Semitic comments in the past. I know that certainly his very popular Taco Tuesday in a fake Latin voice certainly seems insulting to a large group of people. So it's a very iffy conversation for the league to have, where they have to admit, well, how could we slap Myers Leonard across the wrist for what he said, even though Adam Silver is Jewish, and then not crank down on LeBron James for going Taco Tuesday, like a parody of a Mexican person? I don't know. I don't know where to stand here. I'm sorry. Let me walk that back. I know exactly where to stand here. I don't know where the league's going to happen, where the league's going to do. I don't know what happens next. I try to always imbue my own feelings into these kind of conversations because that's just what I have to do. I feel obligated to do so. I feel like what we're trying to do is eliminate this from our society. In every aspect, don't use homophobic terms. Don't use anti-Semitic terms. Don't use racist epithets of any kind. Is that so hard? That the excuse is, well, they've been used in the past, or it's just something I grew up with, or it's something I got used to. None of that's excusable. None of that is excusable. Every day is an opportunity for positive change. As an individual, as a culture, it starts with you. You make the change you want to see happen. Be a better person. Hold doors open for people. Give whenever possible. Help each other. Be nice. And yeah, you probably don't want to hear this from a sports podcast, but guess what? This sports podcast is part of society. We all are. And as such, I feel like the league has to do better. They really fucked up with the All-Star game. And I apologize for using that kind of harsh language, but I feel like it's just been a slap in the face to their players. To say, well, look, even as we're trotting out a predominantly black team out there for the All-Star and risking their health, we're giving money to HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. We even trotted out Robert Covington there. You know, the last player to represent an HBCU in the NBA. The only one available. The only one who is Tennessee State, as I was informed just yesterday. I knew that he was from an HBCU. I didn't remember exactly what school. But he was in the skills competition because of his affiliation with an HBCU. I understand that. It's important to bring those schools to the forefront. Because, again, historically, they've been overlooked. They've been downcast. The history there is not always a great one. It was one built on segregation. They weren't good enough to go to general schools. So put them in their own schools. But the way that they've taken that and said, you know what? Yeah, this is a historically black college or university. But they're going to embrace that. Embrace that legacy. And that's up to them to decide how to move forward. How to make the most of those opportunities. Despite that they were once forced to go to those schools. That's different. This isn't the league taking advantage and risking the health of predominantly a large black group of players to say, well, make some money for us and we'll donate some of that money to schools. The league can afford to give plenty of money on its own. Even despite the last year and a half of COVID-related issues and loss of financing and everything else, they can still afford it. Billionaire owners can take a hit in the pocketbook every once in a while. And perhaps I've lost my train of thought here as I go deeper and deeper into this terrible rabbit hole. I wish I wasn't talking about this. I wish I could be talking about Jimmy Butler being the season MVP over Bam Adebayo, a debate for another time. But unfortunately, I have to get into this because it's important to understand that what Myers did was wrong, that he probably won't get any repercussions for it, and that his time with the team is over. It's going to stain what should have been a positive legacy for him. Maybe it was a short stint, a year and change, because of, you know, he didn't really play much in the Orlando bubble, and he came in and played in a couple games before getting severely hurt this season. He was going to get, well, his contract wasn't going to get exercised. He wasn't going to get that option picked up. And so he was going to spend over a season, a little over a season with the Heat. And it should have been one that ended on a fairly positive note. Although I think the standing for the national anthem was always going to hang over it, darkly. Because it was just an inappropriate time to do so. It was just wrong. It should have been something that he should have done something differently. Even if he has those private feelings, it's clear that maybe it's not best for him to have those kind of private thoughts. He should have shown more solidarity to his black teammates. I don't know where to go from here. I think his time in Miami is probably not going to be, you know, cut anytime soon. He's not going to get cut, weighed, traded, bought out, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Mickey Arison can afford it if he wants to say, look, I'm done with him. He said something terrible. I'm going to, you know, just go ahead and waive him and pay the rest of his salary. I sincerely doubt that's going to happen. So I think he's just going to be part, quote unquote, part of the team for the next few months. And we're just going to have to grin and bear it. He won't be available to media. He'll probably issue a public apology. I can't see it getting any different than that, going anywhere different than that. Hopefully he learns from his mistake. Hopefully we all do. I hope it doesn't also introduce a new racial epithet into your lexicon. Like, oh, now I learned something new. Let me use it more frequently. Let's just not say those things at all. I can't believe we're in the year 2021 and synagogues and mosques are still being vandalized. Those are sacred places. Anyway, we'll see what happens with Myers. Of course, I'll always try and keep you informed of the latest news, so stay tuned here. Just a reminder, you can always reach me via email at lockedonheat@gmail.com. I'm sure some of you are going to have some nice comments. Via Twitter, using the hashtag AskLAHeat, you can always reach out to me then. Send me a DM if you feel necessary, whatever. Be sure to please subscribe to the show if you haven't already and leave a review. I'm David Romero signing off and thanking you, as always, for your support.